This is the Gutsy Health Podcast with Jeanique and Tristan Roney. Hey guys, welcome back to the Gutsy Health Podcast.
Hi everybody.
We're doing a really fun experiment. We're doing a Instagram live here and recording at the same time. We don't know how it's going to turn out, but what I did tell people online was that we would talk about, because we're still going through Coronageddon and we're all stuck in our home. So I was like, let's do some classes and we'll do them live, but then the lives get deleted after 24 hours. So we're just going to record them as podcasts so people can listen to them over and over and over.
Just promise me something, that if you're watching this live, or if you watch it before it goes down, you'll still listen to the podcast.
Yeah, please still download it, because it's going to ruin our stats.
You don't even have to listen. Just go and download it so that the stats stay up.
You know what this is really weird is, we're looking at the phone camera right now and normally we look at each other.
I know, but I'm looking at you still. I'm just looking at you in the phone.
Yeah. So this isn't awkward at all, by the way.
No, it's
not even a little bit.
Great. So fun.
But today's topic, I had a lot of people request like digestion and supplementation. So we're going to talk about supplementation. Now, for those of you who are newbies, for those of you that haven't listened to any podcasts yet, we actually have done an episode on supplements, synthetic vitamins, and like the supplement companies. So you guys might be really interested in listening to that. And I'm looking at everyone on Instagram here too. So it was one of the first episodes we released. I think it was like episode number 5.
Was that where we talked about the synthetic versus real? Yeah.
So we talk about like the vitamin industry, things you should look for. But today we're going to specifically talk about what people should look for in vitamins, what I think everyone should really take kind of as like a baseline, and things that you should pulse. I want to talk about pulsing vitamins too, because when someone tells me that they've been taking the same supplement for like 5 years, that kind of scares me, because I don't think there are perfectly formulated multivitamins out there.
Well, can I disagree with you already?
Totally.
It depends on the supplement.
That's true.
Because not all supplements are the same, right? I mean, we've talked about that a million times, but
yeah.
For example, some supplements are really just condensed foods.
Right.
And we want variety in our food, mm-hmm. but that doesn't necessarily mean that we need to switch from a food grade, like actual, you know, medical food type thing mm-hmm. to a synthetic multivitamin.
No, right? Totally. No. Like we'll talk about synthetics and food grade vitamins. Is it called food grade or food-based? Food-based vitamins, you guys.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that too, because even if it's food-based, it doesn't necessarily make it good, right?
Right.
So by the way, if I'm not talking loud enough for the Instagram people, let me know, because I'm used to just talking loving my microphone and I don't have to talk very loud because I'm practically making out with my mic, which means I might not be heard on the phone there. So just let me know. I'm not a loud talker.
Like we said, this is a social experiment. I want to talk about, let's talk about, a lot of people say, why don't you like synthetic vitamins? So I'm going to explain that right now, actually. So imagine, I love visuals, guys. And for everyone that's listening on the podcast, this might be a little harder because you can't see my hands. But this is the best visual I have. So imagine you have, let's say, to keep things really simple, 3 shelves. They're long shelves. And on each shelf, you have like 10 buckets. All right. So shelf number 1, 10 buckets. Shelf number 2, 10 buckets. Shelf number 3, 10 buckets. Tristan looks really worried.
Do you own a bucket store? That's a lot of buckets.
No. Listen. Okay. All right. So let's say, now these buckets contain energy, your energy, right? And let's say the shelves on the lowest, the buckets on the lowest shelf are all filled up. Then you have about 30% energy, 30% benefit. If all the buckets on shelf number 1 and 2 are filled, then you have like 60% energy and 60% benefit. But if buckets on the shelf 1, 2, and 3 are completely filled, you have like 150% energy and 150% benefit. So synthetic vitamins to me are like filling just the lower shelf. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you're going to get benefit from synthetic vitamins. Don't get me wrong. There are some cases where synthetic vitamins have saved lives, but long-term, like synergistically speaking, nature works in synergy. You can't compartmentalize nature. You can't compartmentalize the body. It just doesn't work long-term.
You cannot Frankenstein together a whole bunch of isolated synthetic vitamins and create a food that the body is going to recognize in the same way that it recognizes a real food.
Exactly. So when you have all three of those shelves filled, when you're eating whole complex foods, you're getting this massive benefit over just that 20% bump. All right. Does that make sense, everyone? Hopefully you're all shaking your heads. Yes.
And by the way, sometimes it's not just that you're not filling up the other buckets. Sometimes you're actually putting a hole in the buckets that you do have.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Juice in. Like some of these vitamins in really high doses of synthetic forms can actually cause very severe health issues.
Exactly. And vitamin C is one of those, for instance. So if you're taking synthetic vitamin C, which is ascorbic acid, for long periods of time, you guys have heard us talk so much. If you follow us on Instagram and all that, synthetic vitamin C is ascorbic acid. That's literally taking the shell of vitamin C and hyper dosing on it. You're missing tyrosine in that vitamin C. You're missing P factor, K factor, J factor, and all of those compartments together. And there's other factors there that we still haven't even discovered. Like it hasn't been studied, but we're taking out all those other factors that work synergistically together to help heal and repair tissues. So what happens when you take high doses of ascorbic acid, for instance, is your body is going to leach your tissues, leach your body of all of those cofactors to metabolize that ascorbic acid. So that's why we are always talking about whole food complexes, because there are, and again, we're also just discovering that there are maybe not genetic variances, but like metabolic disorders where some people can't even metabolize synthetic vitamins. The B vitamins, for instance, I've had so many clients who are extremely sensitive to products, to foods, to supplements. They'll take a B vitamin and they have like massive niacin flushes, or they will be passed out and they can't move for hours or something like that. So that's why we always say going back to food is best, because your body over hundreds of thousands of years has been designed to break those natural vitamins down.
And to utilize them in ways that it really can't utilize the synthetic forms.
Exactly. So here's
another reason to think twice before using the synthetic vitamins. Do you know how vitamin C is made? If you've listened to our last podcast on this, then you probably know this, but they start with corn. Mm-hmm. Usually it's GMO corn, not always, but usually.
Yeah.
And then they ferment it and they mix it with some kind of solvent like acetone. Mm-hmm. And from there, you basically end up with your byproducts and those byproducts happen to have ascorbic acid. So voila, you've got a vitamin.
There you go. And what's really frustrating, you guys, is when my clients bring me their supplements and they say, can you tell me which ones are great? The first thing I look for, and you guys can do this too. Look at the back of your supplement bottle, you know, like where all the ingredients are, and look for vitamin C. If it says ascorbic acid, like probably the rest of it is like cutting corners too, because ascorbic acid is so cheap. It's so cheap. So why would they hyperdose on ascorbic acid in your supplement? Mm-hmm. And that's really frustrating. The one thing ascorbic acid is really good for shelf stability. So if they're putting it in there as another ingredient, so you'll see that it'll show you the ingredients and then it'll say other ingredients at the bottom. That means that they're utilizing it as a preservative And I'm actually okay with that.
That's
not like a big deal.
It's a dosing issue, right? Your body does not treat ascorbic acid, for example, as a poison.
Right.
So it's not like any amount of it is bad for you. It's just that what will happen is if your body is only getting super high doses of ascorbic acid, mm-hmm. then it has to pull all those other factors that we talked about from your body reserves in order to create a usable vitamin C. And over time, if all you have is those high doses of the synthetic ascorbic acid, you will eventually run out of those other factors. Right. And then you're going to start to develop symptoms that look a lot like a deficiency, right? So having small amounts of ascorbic acid mixed in with a whole bunch of the real thing, not problematic because you're not running a risk of the long-term deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys are wondering, like, what kind of, what do those deficiencies look like? Well, we're seeing a lot of them today that a lot of people are not connecting. Eczema, IBS, IBD, any kind of gut disorder where your intestinal lining is not healing properly, that's going to be a connective tissue disorder. So any place where your skin, your tissues aren't healing.
Cardiovascular health, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of connective tissue stuff going on there.
Yep. So, and connective tissue, you guys, it's skin. Mm-hmm. So where skin is not healing, where it's inflamed, where it's painful, those are connective tissue disorders. So if you have IBS, for instance, if you have eczema, like you probably shouldn't be taking high doses of ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. So just be really mindful of that. Go to the more whole food bases. So a lot of people are asking what are our favorite companies for vitamin C. So we have three that we always talk about. Nutrigold has a great vitamin C. Standard process theirs is Cataplex C. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And then there is Paleo Valley and theirs is called Essential C.
Essential C Complex. And Essential one C thing Complex. To keep in mind, a whole food vitamin C does not need to be in nearly the same intense doses as ascorbic acid. Yeah. So what you'll see when you look at a typical vitamin C supplement, which is really ascorbic acid, is that they're giving you like 20,000% of the RDA. Mm-hmm. When you get the whole food stuff, it's normal doses, right? They're higher than you're probably getting from your daily intake of food, but they're not astronomically high numbers and they don't need to be because they are so much more effective.
Exactly. The next question, actually, I get this asked a ton is, can kids and toddlers take this vitamin C? You can open up the capsules with the Essential C Complex from Paleo Valley and Nutrigold, but it could be really like powdery. So you can absolutely do that and put it in like some almond butter and honey or something like that.
It has a very citrusy flavor to it. So you can actually use it as like a citrus mm-hmm. flavoring. You could put it in like a smoothie to give it a little bit of a kick.
Throw all the things in a smoothie, guys.
In fact, if you go to the Paleo Valley website, paleovalley.com, they actually have recipes utilizing the Essential C Complex mm-hmm. as the citrus flavoring.
Yep.
And they're pretty tasty.
Also, if you order from Paleo Valley, you can use the code PROVOHEALTH10 to get 10% off of your order. So mm-hmm. that's kind of a nice bonus. But let's talk about multivitamins for a second, because everyone's wondering, like, should I be taking a multivitamin? I get that question a lot.
Well, usually it's which multivitamin
or which multivitamin should I be taking? Mm-hmm. So Tristan has a really strong opinion on multis.
Do I?
Yeah.
I do, actually. I do. I hate them. I think that there's a whole bunch of problems with multivitamins, but even if you have a really good one, the problem with a multivitamin is that it gives you a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And that's fine if you have no issues, right? If you are in perfect health, you've never had any health issues in your past, and you just want to make sure that you're covering your bases, great. Go ahead and do a multivitamin. Mm-hmm. But most people that we work with on a daily basis don't have perfect health and they haven't had perfect health in a long time, if ever.
Right.
And for those people, a multivitamin is really not going to do a whole lot. It's going to kind of keep them treading water.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get them out of the water,
now,
so to speak.
If you eat the standard American diet and like no vegetables, no fruits, please take a multi because then it might benefit you a little bit. We might be filling up like that lower shelf bucket. Mm-hmm. but it's better than nothing.
Right.
But we're like, Tristan and I, we're always about optimization, right? Like, obviously get the whole foods, you guys. Nothing beats a whole food, lots of plant eating diet.
And you cannot skip the whole food diet.
You can't.
Take a multivitamin and say, I'm good to go.
No.
I got my 4,000% of everything on the list, so I can spend the rest of my calories eating chips and bread, right?
Can't do that.
It's not gonna keep you healthy. It's really not.
Right. So please make sure that you in conjunction. So I was reading, because where are my thoughts going, guys? I have so many thoughts and so many opinions on things right now, especially with coronavirus going around. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people are going to listen to this podcast in like a year or two and be like, what was coronavirus? Probably not though. Mm-hmm. You guys, what is happening right now? I think we keep thinking it's just going to get better. And what if it doesn't? Like, because coronavirus, it's going to mutate and we're going to have other strains of it. This might be our new normal. So how do we approach this? We have to look at our lifestyles. We know it's not sustainable anymore to eat crappy food and then take a vitamin. It's not enough. Like what coronavirus has really brought out is that our lifestyles need to change. Like we cannot push ourselves to the brink where we are almost immunocompromised because we eat really crappy food. We have to manage our stress, eat well, exercise, do all the things. Like this is like a call to change. And we're all shifting. Like we're all experiencing that shift, I think.
And the way that I look at it, or at least I'm trying to look at it this way, is that this is an opportunity. Because of coronavirus and Coronageddon and everything that's going on here, we have the opportunity to really examine our lives, mm-hmm. look at what we've been doing up until this point, what we've been having our children do up until this point, and improve.
Right.
Right. This is our, like Jeanique was saying, this is our call to action. Mm-hmm. This is the warning signal that says, hey, from here on out, the stakes are a lot higher.
Yeah.
And that means that you've got two options. You can go back to what you were doing before and mm-hmm. be more and more vulnerable every year to whatever new coronavirus is out there.
Right.
Because that is what we're looking at, right? Mm-hmm. These types of things are probably going to become more and more common. Or this can be the moment where we finally decided, you know what? I'm done being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I am going to do everything I can for myself and my family to make us less vulnerable and more capable and more powerful and more confident in our day-to-day habits.
Yep.
And this could be the moment that you look back on 20 years from now and go, I am so grateful that happened.
Yeah.
Because look at all the positive changes that we made as a result of that. And look at all of the positive results we got because we did that.
Totally.
Keep in mind, coronavirus is going to kill people and that is awful, but it does not kill anywhere near as many people as heart disease and cancer.
Yep.
And that means that if you make changes that will protect you against coronavirus and whatever is coming next year and the year after that, you are also protecting yourself against the real massive killers out there.
Yep.
And that is a blessing. It really is.
Yep. Because what if there's something bigger and badder than coronavirus? You know, now's the time to start like investing in your health and really building one of the comments here, build a brick house. Mm-hmm. I always talk about building, like your body is a house, right? And you either build it, like, you know, the Three Little Pigs story, the house built of straw, the house built of sticks, and the house built of bricks. What are you building your house with? And the house is constantly under construction, guys. So when things like a wall needs to be replaced, are you replacing it with straw? Are you replacing it with sticks or are you replacing it with bricks? Mm-hmm. Because when that storm comes to blow everything out of the water, is your house going to stand firm or is it going to blow over because you were building with straw? And I know this is supposed to be like a vitamin episode. We're getting to vitamins really soon, guys, I promise. But this is how passionate we are because I don't want to create a podcast episode and sell you guys supplements. Like if you guys want supplements to be a part of your healing journey, but it's not the part of the healing journey. Okay, guys, the healing journey is holistic. And it's the whole, it's the mental, the physical, the chemical. Supplements are just the cherry on the top. Yeah, not the cake.
What matters is the hundreds of choices you make every single day about mm-hmm. how you're going to spend your time and what you're going to put into your body.
Right. And also, like, you guys, this change is slow. Like, you can't, it's not going to happen overnight. So be really gentle with yourselves. Change one thing at a time. But I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I don't know, but really it's those day-to-day habits yeah. and it's where you are up here.
Exactly.
Make sure you can see that on camera. It's where your head is at, because I know a lot of people out there are in full on anxiety, panic mode right mm-hmm. now. And understandably so, everyone's going on lockdown. California just got ordered to not leave their house, right? Yeah. That's scary stuff. And if you let yourself get caught up in the emotion of that, because mm-hmm. your phone is constantly blowing up with yeah. news about this thing, yep. then it's going to break you. It mm-hmm. will. And you're not going to get healthier. It doesn't matter what supplements you're taking. Yeah. You're going to get sicker and sicker. Yep. So you've got to figure out the mental game, which means that you have to believe that what you're doing is going to make a difference for your health.
Exactly.
And then you have to trust that and keep moving forward. Stop looking back. Stop questioning yourself. Stop wondering if really this is a good idea and it's going to backfire on you later. No, no, no. Don't do any of that.
Yeah.
Just commit to your plan and roll forward with it.
Exactly.
Full steam ahead.
There's a question here. Where can we start on our journey?
Okay.
Finding it hard to figure it out. You guys, so we're actually, again, we're coming up with a plan, like, because we know that change is hard. And so we're spending tons of time, and I have several people helping me with a project to help make this really intuitive for you guys. So I don't want to, like, let the cat out of the bag, but there's something really great coming.
We have an awesome team working on this, and yeah. there's some really exciting things in the pipeline that we'll hopefully be announcing maybe before this episode even goes live.
I don't know.
On the podcast.
Yeah, probably. But
for you watching live, it's coming. Hang in there.
So let's go back to vitamins again.
Okay.
So make sure you're eating your 8 servings of vegetables a day. You know, about 2 to 4 servings of fruit, lots of good fats, lots of good proteins. But when you are supplementing, say you want to add more, let's talk about supplements that we really like. Okay. So organ complexes, guys. We love organs. We love them. Why? Why do we love organs?
Well, so before we say that, the reason why we like all of the supplements that we like is because they are more like foods than medications, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Going back to those synthetic vitamins, they're basically the medication form of what's found in nature.
Right.
In fact, in some ways, they're no different from medications. But the things that we really like are as close as you can get to the real food mm-hmm. without actually eating the real food.
Exactly.
And organ complex is probably the ultimate example of this, because is this it right here?
Yep.
So there's the organ complex for those of you watching. And that's backwards, but it says organ complex. It's freeze-dried organs, heart, kidney, liver, mm-hmm. and it's very gently freeze-dried. So we are preserving, we aren't making it, but Paleo Valley is able to preserve all of the wonderful nutrients that are in there. Yeah. And there are many of them.
Yeah.
And it is the next best thing to eating these organs yourself on a regular basis.
Totally.
Now, in the case of organs, unfortunately in our society, we have gone away from that.
We
don't eat organs.
We don't eat
our grandparents or great grandparents did, and they loved it and it kept them really, really healthy.
Yeah.
But for some reason that habit died out with the last couple of generations. And right. so a lot of people my age, I'm in my mid-30s, getting on late 30s, and I never grew up eating any of that stuff. I think I tried liver once when I was a kid and it was disgusting.
Right? I ate it a ton, but I grew up in Africa. So.
Well, she's weird. No, whatever.
But
since that's not happening, you have two options. You can retrain your taste buds and your family's taste buds so that they really love the flavor of liver and heart and tongue and kidney and all of that stuff.
Or you can just take it in a pill.
Or you can take it in a pill.
Yeah.
Now, if you are eating the actual organs, you also have to be very careful about where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Because
most of the
organs out there, they're coming from these factory farmed animals that are not healthy. They're not fed good food. And you don't know what is actually in that stuff.
Right.
You run a big risk of getting contamination, especially with the liver, right?
Yeah.
It's a filter. So it needs to come from a really healthy source, grass-fed, organic, all that stuff. Or you can just take this stuff. Mm-hmm. You can just take it. And this is, if you do what the bottle recommends, which is 4 of these a day, that's going to be equivalent to 2 servings of liver, which...
per week.
Yeah. Per week. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
And that means that you're good to go there.
Yeah.
And this is nature's multivitamin, right?
It really is.
This and eggs.
Well, and it also contains the amino acids that are very complementary to the meat amino acids that most people eat. Mm-hmm. So this in combination with meat, in combination with like collagen that you, or like bone broth that you make, really create this beautiful synergy of amino acid metabolism.
Right. Now, when you say meat, you're referring to like the muscle meat, right?
Yes.
Which is all that we eat these days. It's muscle.
It's the only thing we eat these days. How many of you have eaten bones? How many? I remember actually, this is a fun story. When I lived in South Africa, my friends, you can see Abby in the background, my friends at school would buy KFC and then they would eat the bones. And I remember thinking, that is so strange. And now I'm like, oh, that was really great. Now, it probably would have been better if it wasn't KFC chicken, but you know, whatever. The fact is other cultures just eat the bones and our culture is disgusted by it. And yet we will drive through a McDonald's and eat like a Frankenburger and that's totally fine. And we have no idea what's in that meat, but we're totally okay with it.
Right.
It's all about perspective, guys. Mm-hmm. But the organ complex really helps. And it also has stuff like selenium and zinc and CoQ10, like things mm-hmm. that we don't get a lot of in our day-to-day diet because the minerals are so depleted in our soils. Therefore our foods are depleted. Foods back in the 50s had like 10 to 20 times more nutrient density than food that we have today. Mm-hmm. And it's because our soils are depleted. So that's when we go to organs and we're like, you know what? We're just going to take an organ. Now, again, this is Paleo Valley. We really like them. If you want to order, you can use that code PROVAHEALTH10 to get 10% off of your order. Mm-hmm. Like this is something that we take all the time. Now, a lot of you are like, well, what about my children? What should my children take? If they can swallow pills, great.
They're capsules. I'm actually going to show you how big they are.
But if your kids can't,
decent size.
If your kids can't, then every little child needs to be on Catalin Chewable. Cause this is, I'm going to show that close to the, can you guys
too
see
close,
it? I can't
close.
See. Okay. Right. So Catalin Chewable is the organ/food version of the organ complex. And my kids take about 3 to 6 of those a day, depending on like if I forgot over the past few days or, oh, they haven't been eating as many fruits and veggies. So I'm going to give them a little bit more. But that has organ. It has desiccated spleen. It has desiccated liver. It has the kidney. It's got,
it also has a bunch of plants in
it
as well.
It has plants in there too.
Now,
and shiitake mushroom, which is really good for immune system stuff.
Pound for pound, the Catalin is probably the most complete of all of the supplements mm-hmm. out there. In fact, the Standard Process likes to say that every single time scientists discover a new micronutrient, they go in and they test Catalin and they find that it's
in there.
Now, once again, it's not like you're getting a massive amount of all of these micronutrients.
Yeah.
But with most of them, the reason why they're called micronutrients is because you don't need a ton of them.
Yep.
Actually, I don't know why they're called micronutrients, but that's why.
And so Amanda on Instagram is saying, is that what you would recommend as a kid's multivitamin? Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. In conjunction with a whole food diet. Now, definitely. A lot of you probably have a synthetic, I used to buy the Smarty Pants supplements back in the day.
They use methylated bees.
They do. Yay. Use both until you run out, guys. Like you don't have to throw those supplements. You probably have a different opinion on that.
I would say throw them away. I honestly don't see any value in giving them. They're just garbage in there, guys. They taste good. That's about all the value you get from them.
So again, the Catalan Chewable is fantastic for the little ones. Our kids love to eat it. If your kids hate it, then just crush it up and put it in that smoothie and no harm, no foul. Right?
Now, speaking of pulsing your supplements, there's a big kid version of Catalan as well that comes in a capsule. You're welcome to do the chewable, but you could rotate these, maybe do Catalan one day, the organ complex the next day, whatever. Yeah. It's good to get a variety in that sense.
And should we talk about pulsing right now? Like, would you say using organ complexes over and over and over again is totally fine and safe? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I think it's totally fine and safe. Now there's
unless
a question
you're
of
pregnant. So then you need to be mindful.
Potentially.
So if you
want to be very cautious, then you might avoid this during the first trimester of pregnancy.
So, and by this, he means the organ complex.
Yes.
So avoid the organ complex during your first trimester pregnancy. Autumn Smith, what's her last name? Mm-hmm. Autumn Smith, who owns Paleo Valley. We did a podcast episode with her and it was fantastic. Go back and listen to it, you guys, where we talk about the organ complex a ton. But what she was saying was there is some research behind high doses of retinol. So it's a synthetic vitamin A during the first trimester and deformities,
birth defects
yeah. in the babies. Right. And that was a rat study. So again, that's synthetic, that's super high doses. So if you want to be extra cautious, just don't take the organ complex in your first trimester, but then do not exceed the dosage of this because of the vitamin A content.
Just to be careful. But again, there's not real legitimate research suggesting that the organ complex or vitamin A from food sources is really problematic. So, just something to keep in mind. Don't sweat it, but just to be safe, you could avoid it during the first trimester, but make sure that you're not getting low on folate during that first trimester either, because a lot of neural tube defects are the result of low folate or what the doctors say, folic acid.
So don't take folic acid, guys, because especially if you have methylation issues, what is folate? It's a B vitamin.
Uh-huh.
All right. So just it's B9. And so folate is the natural form of B9. Folic acid is a synthetic form. And the synthetic form can oftentimes block methylation, which can cause those defects. So be mindful that you're not taking folic acid. Just to quickly answer one of these questions, is the Catalan chewable sourced from organic organs? Yes. So
yes.
Let's talk about there's a reason why we worship the standard process gods.
Well, we don't. Because they're not perfect. They use a lot of stuff that I wish they wouldn't, but
they're super clean.
So here's the thing about standard process. Their products themselves are not certified organic, which is a warning flag. However, when you actually go and learn about the company, their farms where they produce the vast majority of everything that goes into their products, they are certified organic. And in fact, their farms are where all the other organic farming wannabes go to learn how to do it right.
So there's a lot of farms that have forgotten how to farm organically. And so they will study the standard process farms to figure out how to go back to basics, basically. And so they do have extremely high standards. But my guess is that, and remember how I was talking about preservatives utilizing ascorbic acid as a preservative, they will utilize ascorbic acid as a preservative.
Well, they use it in a different way where in order for them to put a vitamin on their label, I'm not sure why they have to do this and some other companies don't, but standard process it's like the granddaddy of all the supplement companies. And because of that, they have gone to battle with the FDA probably more than any other supplement company over the years. And I am pretty confident that they are under a list of restrictions that most other companies don't have to deal with because of their history. But because of that, they basically have to put in a bunch of these synthetic vitamins because they're the only ones recognized by the FDA as real sources of these things, which is completely upside down and backwards if you think about it.
So you'll notice, and what Tristan's referring to is you'll notice when you look at your organ complex, when you look at the supplement facts, it's not going to say X amount of vitamin A, X amount of vitamin B6. It's not going to say that because it can only be labeled as a food and not a supplement. So standard process, obviously they want to label theirs as a supplement. Therefore, they have to put those synthetics in so it can be a supplement. However, it's all added in the other ingredients and not the main ingredients. It's not what makes the bread and butter part of it. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people get really confused about that. Mm-hmm. But again, like there's nothing that we have come across yet that creates something like Standard Process does and like Paleo Valley does.
For the most part, every now and then we will find a product that is just so wonderful and perfect that we will use that. In fact, we've got one here from BioRay, right?
Yes. We'll talk about that later.
Anyway, it's not that we have just sworn an oath to Standard Process and that's the only company we use. I mean, the first product we talked about was not a Standard Process product. But generally speaking, Standard Process is the foundation of what we recommend to people.
Now there is a third company that we like, you guys, if you're looking for supplements. It's a vegan. Are they vegan or vegetarian based company?
Well, they're mostly vegan. I think there's a couple of exceptions possible.
Yeah. But Nutrigold is another food based supplement company, and I really like the story behind that. The owner, the CEO, she was pregnant and she wanted to find a food based supplement. So she went to Good Earth here in Orem and couldn't find anything. So she started her own company, and I thought that was rad because all the synthetics made her sick and throw up. So we really like Nutrigold as well. So that's another one, but it is more plant-based. And if you guys have been following us quite a bit, we like plant-based and organ-based because of the different types of nutrient densities, how there's also conversion issues to worry about. So for instance, vitamin A from plants has to be processed, go through like steps of processing to be turned into retinols. And so you can take like, let's say 50 whatevers of vitamin A, but it's only going to convert to about like 15 like milligrams of retinol. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you get that from an organ complex, let's say it's 50 milligrams, you're going to get 50 milligrams of retinol from the organ. So it's just how the body absorbs and processes things from plants versus organs. This is a really great visual to give you guys. Maybe I've talked about this before in other podcasts, but pretend that you have an organ-based protein or an animal-based protein on this side or a vitamin or something. And then you have a plant-based protein on this side. And they have multiple cages encasing them. Now, for the animal-based, you only need two locks and two keys, or you only need two keys to unlock to get to the animal-based protein or vitamin. Whereas with the plant-based, you have to go through like five locks. All right. So it's a little harder. It takes a little bit more energy. It takes a little bit more effort. Mm-hmm. So that's why in acute situations with people that are really sick, need a lot of healing, need a lot of absorption. That's why we recommend organ complexes so much, because it's highly absorbable. It's highly metabolized in the body and recognizable. And so again, that's why we recommend the organ complexes, the Catalin chewable, the organ complex. So if you want to rotate organ complex with like the Nutrigold multivitamin, you could probably do that and experiment on yourself.
I'm going to disagree there. I disagree.
I want to give people heartily. Like different options.
Well, so the Nutrigold multi it's great. It really is. It's great, but it's a Frankenstein product. There's no getting around that. Right. They've sourced several different things in order to put together this more or less comprehensive list of vitamins and minerals and things, which is fine. It's fine, but it's not the same as a food. It's never going to be the same as a food. Right. So that's my opinion. But if you're plant-based and you're not willing to go to animal products, then yes, that's probably a good option for you.
All right. So that's like the baseline, guys. That's like your multivitamins for you. Should we talk about cod liver oils?
Yeah.
Oils,
no, omegas? I think we have to talk about cod liver oil because I think it covers some of the things that you're not going to get from the organ complex or even the Catalan alone.
Yeah.
Cod liver oil is awesome for three main reasons, in my opinion. One, it has a really good amount of natural vitamin A. And by the way, vitamin A is such an underrated vitamin.
It really
is. It got a bad rap because back in the day, they found that if you ate a well liver and got too much vitamin A, it could kill you, right? And so everyone thought, oh my gosh, we have to be too careful so we don't get all this vitamin A and then poison ourselves.
Don't eat an entire liver.
And so what happened was we overcorrected, which we tend to do as a society. And now everyone's a little bit low on vitamin A because we're not eating any foods that contain enough of it. That's not entirely true. Like eggs are a good source. And as a society, we do a pretty good job. We've gone back and forth with the eggs, but right now I think it's on an upswing, right?
I think so.
But for the most part, we're not getting enough really good natural sources of vitamin A. Right. So the cod liver oil is fantastic for that. The other one is vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Now, vitamin D, you've probably heard about being important because it's all any of the practitioners ever talk about now. They're putting people on 10,000 international units of vitamin D a day, and they want to get your blood levels up to like 85 or 95 or over 100.
Which is just dumb, guys. Well, so dumb.
It's short-sighted because what they're basing all of that hype on is that there are a lot of research studies that show that there's a strong correlation between vitamin D levels and all of these different diseases. If your vitamin D gets too low, you are in trouble. There's no question about that. Yeah. And as a society, our vitamin D has been dropping year after year. And there are some scary stats out there. Even in like the last 20 years, our vitamin D levels have tanked on average because technology, right? We're not going outside anymore. We're not producing natural vitamin D the way that we used to. Mm-hmm. We're using so much sunscreen, and I'm going to work really hard not to make this a sunscreen episode because, oh my goodness, am I ticked off about that subject right now.
Totally.
But basically we are blocking all of our natural vitamin D production methods. And that means that we are all getting low on vitamin D and we're giving ourselves terrible diseases. But the answer is not to take huge amounts of synthetic vitamin D, which is cholecalciferol.
You know, what's really interesting was I did a poll on Instagram a few weeks ago saying how many of you took high doses of vitamin D and your blood work didn't even improve. And more than 2/3 of everyone that voted said mine didn't change. And I had about 500 people voting.
Holy cow.
But yes, it was ginormous. I need to go back and find that and screenshot it because it shocked me. I thought it would be like a 50-50, but there's so many people. And I've heard this time and time again where people are like, I'm taking 10,000 units of vitamin D and it's not budging. Like it's not changing anything. And it's because
that's a lot of vitamin D.
Yes, it is. And that high amount of vitamin D, guys, is going to clog up your kidneys. Like if you are prone to kidney stones, this could be a reason why. So just be really careful because it really pulls calcium from like your tissues and your bones, right? And it puts it into the bloodstream and then your kidneys have to like, you know, kind of filter that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how the body balances itself and we are overcorrecting or trying to and just creating other problems and not solving the problems that we originally planned to solve. Also, quick note, this IG Live is probably going to end after an hour, you guys. So I'm really sorry. You'll just have to listen to the rest on the podcast. Mm. I'm really sorry.
We'll try to cover all the really good stuff
and
then
exactly.
We'll just say dumb things after the IG Live. No, just kidding. Sorry. You're going to have to listen. Now you have to listen to the podcast. Sorry. So vitamin D is awesome, but it really needs to come with all of its cofactors as much as possible. Now, there are several cofactors with vitamin D. Vitamin A is one of the most important though, which is why cod liver oil is awesome because it's got a good amount of both of them.
You're killing like three birds with one stone when it comes to cod liver oil. You're getting the omegas. You're getting the vitamin A, the vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Like it's fantastic and it's all natural. Now I do want you guys to be mindful. I went on Amazon because I was trying to, I'm like, like, you know what, if people can't get the standard process cod liver oil, which has no synthetic like added cholecalciferolin, what other brands could they look for? And I went on Amazon and I stopped after like the eighth company. Like I just started from the top and I looked at all the ingredients and they all had like vitamin A and retinol, or vitamin D and cholecalciferol. So it'll have the natural form. They're boosting their
numbers to make it look better.
So they're boosting the numbers to make it look better, to look like, oh, like a cod liver has more vitamin A and more vitamin D. So again, not the end of the world. But do you have opinions
on that? Well, when it comes to vitamin A, it can be dangerous to get too much of it. So I,
especially if you're taking the Oregon complex.
I don't like messing around with high dose vitamin A that's synthetic. I really don't.
So if you're taking the Oregon complex, make sure you are taking a cod liver oil that doesn't have added synthetic vitamin A.
Right.
So just be mindful of that.
And if you're not going to do standard process, which is totally your choice, the best other option would be Rosita's brand. And theirs doesn't come in the pearls. It comes as a liquid.
I don't know that
so you've
brand.
Got to drink it. It's recommended by the Weston A. Price Foundation. Oh. And they do a really good job, by the way, of vetting all of the supplements they recommend.
That's great.
So if you're ever having questions about the best source, aside from asking us, of course,
we're not the experts in all things.
You can go to the Weston A. Price Foundation, which is, I think, WAPF.org.
I don't know.
And get some recommendations there that are awesome. But they like the Rosita's brand,
yeah.
And it's an excellent brand. What is good about both of these companies is they use very gentle purification methods, so they're not over sterilizing the cod liver oil. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I think that's what a lot of companies do, is they want to make sure that there aren't any contaminants, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
But they basically just burn the crap out of it, mm-hmm. right? So that there's nothing left in it. And then they have to re-add all of the synthetics just to get the numbers back up there.
Right.
And so standard process uses a passive filtration process. And that means that they're not going to burn anything out. They're just going to very gently remove all of the potential toxins that are in there. So you get a pure product that still maintains all of the natural nutrients in there. And Rosita's is the same way. So both really great options there.
So if you guys want to order the cod liver oil from Standard Process, you can just go to provohealth.com, search in the search bar, cod liver oil, you can order it there. Or Rosita's, you can Google search that and find it as well.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to children, people always ask me, what should you give them? I just give them this, you guys. I have them chew on it and suck it out.
Our kids love it. They love the flavor. There is some added flavor in there, which, you know, it's not the best thing in the world, but it's not the worst.
Yeah, no. Glycerin.
Yeah, glycerin. That's what it is.
There you go.
So it makes it a little bit sweet. Our kids think it's just delicious. They chew it up and then they spit out the shell.
But our kids are weird. They have weird taste buds.
Your kids could be weird too.
But what you can do is, again, squeeze it out into your green smoothie, or you guys, almond butter covers everything. So put it like in a big stick of almond butter. What do you think of the kids' chewable tuna?
I don't like the fish oils as much as I like the cod liver oil.
Okay, why is that?
Well, they don't have the A and D the way that the cod liver does.
What about like heavy metals and stuff? What do you know about that you want to share with people?
What do you mean?
Like, because one of the comments here what about mercury? Apparently,
well, that's why you need to have a really good purification process,
right?
Which is why I don't just trust the average company out there.
Right.
You need to have a company that really cares about purity.
That's
and
true.
Standard Process and Rosita's both do.
A really good way to figure out if your fish oil or whatever oil you are taking is rancid is if you are burping. I get this all the time. People are like, I refuse to take fish oil because I burp up fish all day. And it's like, well, that means it's rancid. So,
well, I'm going to disagree again. Not entirely, but if you have digestive issues, you're going to be burping up everything.
That's true.
And that's not rancid fish oil in that case. That's indigestion, because you need to figure out your hydrochloric acid status.
That's
right.
True.
Do the baking soda test.
Yes. And
if you fail the baking soda test, then it's probably not your fish oil. You probably need to add hydrochloric acid, something like Zypan, and fix that situation. But that's a different episode, different time. Topic.
That's going to be like next week's class, you guys.
Now, I can personally testify that cod liver oil is sufficient to get your vitamin D up. I have not taken a vitamin D3 cholecalciferol supplement in years. I have only done cod liver oil pretty consistently. At my last check, actually 2 months ago, my vitamin D was 45, which in my opinion, based on the research, really is perfect.
Yeah.
I like it between 35 and 50. I stopped taking it for a month. I don't remember why. I just stopped taking it for a month. I got another blood test done. My vitamin D had dropped to 32 and a half.
No way.
That's a pretty substantial drop over the course of a month. Now, granted, it's winter and I live in Utah, so I haven't seen the sun since like September, it feels like. But the fact is that my levels managed to stay where they were all winter long because I was taking cod liver oil. I mean, yeah, I went to California for a minute, but there's no way that one day in the sun in California was enough to bring it up. So it was the cod liver oil. It works.
Someone's asking here, tell us about the baking soda test. If you go to my Instagram account and look at my IGTVs, the latest one I did was you aren't what you eat, you are what you absorb. And you can watch that IGTV on the baking soda test and how to support your digestive function.
Right. If you're listening to this episode and you want to know how to do that, then go to Instagram.com/gutsy_mom and then look for the baking soda test there. I have a feeling pretty soon we're going to do another episode though, where we cover that again and also talk about the hydrochloric acid and how to find the right dose for that. Because we've talked about the baking soda test, but we never talked about what to do if it's bad. And I apologize. I left a lot of people hanging with that one.
Yeah, we did. Let's talk about, okay, so that's kind of like the baseline for supplements. If people are like, I just want a multi, the organ complexes, the cod liver oil, those are really good go-tos.
If I could only recommend two supplements to a person and I didn't know anything about their health history, then I would say organ complex and cod liver oil for sure.
Too. Let's talk about supporting other organs. Like, and these are things that you will want to be mindful taking and not take all the time because you can overcorrect. Now, the thing with the body is it loves happy mediums. It loves this, like, this margin of homeostasis. And if you go this way over it or that way over it, then the body's angry. And so, and that's true for, oh, hold on. I want to like go back. I think minerals, you guys, if we were to recommend three things, it would be the organ complex, the cod liver oil, and get them some minerals, like mineral drops, like the trace mineral drops from Trace Minerals or the Superior Minerals, you guys. Children freaking love that stuff. Rotate them.
The Trace Minerals product is called Concentrace, which I only recently realized that. I've always just called it the Trace Minerals drops.
I didn't know.
Concentrate is what it's called. And it's excellent if you like the flavor of the pool water. but it's so good for you. So definitely do that. The Superior electrolytes they taste really good. They've got four flavors and all of them are wonderful. One of our favorite things to do when people visit us at the clinic is have them taste test everything. So
because they taste so good. I've had so many people that are like, I don't drink soda anymore because I drink the Superior. I have more energy. And you guys, minerals are so important. And because our soils are so depleted, we are depleted. And one mineral that's really important is manganese for brain function. Like manganese is like the food of the hypothalamus. Mm-hmm. And the hypothalamus is really what like governs like all of your organs.
The hypothalamus, like the hypothalamus kind of governs the pituitary. And the pituitary is over your like thyroid,
your adrenals,
your gonads. I mean,
like all your hormones. Like if you have hormone issues, like feed your brain. Like there's a term where they say, look upstream. Mm-hmm. So it might not be the adrenals. It might not be your thyroid. It might be your brain.
It might be your pituitary, it might be even further upstream, which would be the hypothalamus. So manganese.
So manganese is great. And that's a mineral. And so you want to make sure you're getting, we've been talking about vitamins, minerals, you guys, will make or break you. Like I've spoken about too clean of water, people drinking reverse osmosis water over and over and over and not remineralizing, you're going to dehydrate yourself. So yeah. If you have RO filters in your homes, please add minerals to those when you're drinking.
Oh, can I tell a story?
Please do.
So I was working with a client who we did a blood test back in like August or September, mm-hmm. and minerals were fine. No problem. Then we did a follow-up test in January, I think it was. And all of a sudden her minerals were just all tanked. Messed up. They were all low. And I said, did something change with your water in the meantime? She said, well, yeah, back in December, we got an RO filter in the house.
Oh, darn.
And I said, oh, have you noticed that you feel thirstier? She said, you know what? I drink like a gallon of water a day and it just feels like I'm still thirsty all the time.
Right.
So I told her, you know what? You need to start adding minerals back in.
Totally.
You've got to do that. As soon as you get those minerals back up, your body will feel so much better.
Totally.
And hopefully that takes care of the thirst as well.
So minerals, guys, like get the minerals in you, get them in your kids, start them from young. Like I said, the concentrates from Trace Minerals, the Superior, taste amazing. So rotate those. And one last thing that we really like is Shilajit. So we really like Shilajit. Kids are going to have a hard time with that. So you should probably just take it for now.
Shilajit is like the accumulated goo of thousands of years of nature is the best way I can put it.
And it tastes like it too.
They go to, we've talked about this before, but they go to really high places, usually in the mountains, like the Himalayas or the Rocky Mountains, even in some places. And they gather up this, it's like this mud, this silt. And it's it really is just like the accumulated detritus of life. So there's plant matter in there. There's animal matter in there, but it's just this really rich goo.
Yeah.
And then there's different forms of it. Some of them you get it in this little tub and you have to scoop out the goo and it's really sticky. It's like sap, like tree sap.
Yeah.
And it tastes disgusting.
Pain.
They have some that is like a powder that is also absolutely disgusting. Plus it's been processed.
Yeah.
The one that we really love though is from MitoLife. And what is it called? Panacea?
I think it's Panacea.
But what's so cool about this one is that he has figured out how to turn it into a little tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another supplement that you can take and you're getting all of the wonders of this Shilajit. I believe his comes from the Himalayas and you're good to go. It does a lot of wonderful things, but minerals, it's very, very mineral rich.
Very mineral rich.
We've also been playing around with Renew, right? From Dr. Zach Bush.
Yeah. From Dr. Zach Bush.
I don't know enough about it to really say much, but
I haven't noticed massive differences. But I love Zach Bush so much. So if you're listening, please don't hate me.
Love you, Zach.
We love you so much. Please come on the podcast. But again, like when I take like probiotic type things, I don't notice big things.
Right. It's usually not something that you're going to notice like, oh, I took it. And then all of a sudden my whole day was better. B vitamins might do that, but a lot of supplements aren't going to do that. It's an accumulated effect over time.
Yeah. Right? So if you guys have like testimonials about it, I would love to hear about that. Mm-hmm. Let's look further down. So we spoke about minerals and brain. Let's look at thyroid. You guys, let's talk about, we have 2 minutes left. We have 2 minutes left on the Instagram. So you guys will just have to tune in, but I want to talk about supplementing with selenium, supplementing with iodine, supplementing with zinc. Those are all really important things for thyroid function, but you need to be careful because you can overcorrect very quickly or create issues or cause like other mineral imbalances. For instance, if you take too much zinc, then you're going to have like calcium, magnesium issues,
copper
issues. So do we want to talk about that or do we want to,
I don't know.
Maybe we should talk about that in a different episode.
Yeah. I think we should probably keep this one to kind of the basics that we've already talked about.
The core.
There is one other thing I think worth mentioning as almost a necessity, and that's magnesium.
Oh, magnesium.
Because,
oh my gosh. Everyone should be taking that.
I do a lot of blood chem analyses. I think I say that every episode. I'm not bragging. It's like,
he does a lot.
It's where I gather so much of my data. Everybody is low on this stuff.
Everyone.
Except for me.
You've been supplementing like crazy.
In my last blood test, I was at 2.5 on my serum magnesium, which is like the upper limits of the optimal range. And I was very pleased with that because I've been taking a lot of really good magnesium. Mm-hmm. Most people that I work with are taking a form of magnesium and they're still low on their serum magnesium. And that's the magnesium floating around in your blood. And if you're low on the magnesium in your blood, there's a really good chance you're even lower on the magnesium in your tissues.
Yeah.
So you need to take a good magnesium supplement and you need to be consistent with it.
Totally. We have like 10 seconds left on Instagram. You guys, we love you. Listen to the rest of the episode, like the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up pretty quick. So you're not missing. Bye.
So they're gone.
And then there's a bad connection. Okay. Love you.
So what were you saying about magnesium?
So magnesium is so, so, so important. It has like 400 different functions in the body. I wish I could remember the exact number, 300, 400, 500, a lot of different functions in the body. And it is just so important for all these different things that happen. So you do not want to get low on it. And it is very, very easy to get low on it, it seems. Like I said, with all of these blood tests I've been doing, everybody is at best, they're like borderline. They just barely made it into the optimal range. Mm-hmm. So don't short yourself with your magnesium. And that means that you want to take a magnesium that can cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. The most common and cheapest forms out there cannot do that.
Right.
And I'm talking about magnesium oxide and magnesium citrate.
Right.
Almost every magnesium product out there is one of those two forms.
They are great for like an alternative to a laxative, guys. So if you have like constipated children, like give that to them.
If it's an emergency, but I have better options for that too. Mm-hmm. Right. Now there's nothing wrong with magnesium citrate or magnesium oxide as far as they're not toxic to you unless you're giving yourself diarrhea with them every day. But since they're not crossing the blood-brain barrier, they're not able to help your body perform all of the hundreds of functions that it needs to do.
Right.
At least the ones that involve the brain. So it's best if you, once again, pulsing is a great idea here.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're getting lots of different forms of magnesium because all these different forms are going to absorb in different places in the body.
Right.
So we have two preferences on that one.
What are they?
One of them is magnesium gold from Nutrigold.
Yep.
And that may be my favorite.
Yeah. It's been pretty awesome.
It's the only downside to it is that they use a rice protein for the binding.
Right. But that's because there's so many different types of proteins in the rice.
Right.
So that's why it's what they do with minerals. You guys is they take a mineral and they bind it to something, to make it more stable. Sometimes it's too stable. So it doesn't break down. When they bind it to the rice bran, it doesn't overcorrect with that stability.
Right. So it's a great product. Rice isn't my favorite thing for people to put in their body because of arsenic, but you know, the amounts are so small that it really concern me. So it has like what, 21, 17, I don't remember how many different forms of magnesium, but they all absorb differently. So you're kind of getting a nice broad spectrum. That's the one that I've been taking for the last while. Mm-hmm. Another really good one, maybe it's even better. I don't know. It's from Standard Process and it's called Easy Mag, EZ MG. Mm-hmm. And this is a very similar product. It's like dozens of different forms of magnesium. This one is sweetened with like monk fruit or something. Mm-hmm. And some people like the taste, some people don't like the taste, but it comes in a little powder packet.
Right.
So you can travel around with it and then just pour it out in your water and drink it down. It is awesome, but it's pretty expensive.
Right. So what I tell people is rotate between the Nutrigold magnesium and the Easy Mac because it just makes your dollar go a little bit further. So I hesitate to take that one because I'm like, oh, that one's really pricey.
Yeah. But yeah. Even with our wholesale pricing, it's still expensive for us. So we don't do that one as much, but honestly, it is an awesome, awesome product. And we really love it. So both of those are great. There are other really good ones out there, but these are our favorite just because they both provide such a diversity of forms of magnesium.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Other good ones you can look for they'll be like magnesium threonate, magnesium glycinate is pretty good. I don't know. There's like malate out there. There's a lot of different kinds, but I would say that those two products we mentioned, the Nutrigold Magnesium Gold and the Standard Process Easy Mag are our favorites on that. So,
and that's it, guys. Like that is it for your core supplements. Hopefully you learned something new and that felt empowering because now you know the nitty gritty to the basics of the supplements. We'll do another episode some other time about thyroid and adrenals and sex hormones.
Yeah, we'll start working our way through these. And it's really important that we do this, because what we've talked about today is basically for people who don't have much going on.
Right.
And that's a good thing, right? Your yes. body works the way it's supposed to. You're not experiencing a whole lot of symptoms from day to day.
Yeah.
Life is great. These are going to make sure you cover your bases and yep. you don't start falling behind on any of your nutrients.
Totally.
In conjunction with a healthy diet, right?
Totally.
Now, most people out there, especially if you are listening to this podcast, which means that you've probably been on a health journey of one kind or another at some point in your life, you probably have a specific area where you need extra support. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're going to start getting into some more details with these different areas. Granted, that still doesn't mean that you're going to be able to listen to our podcasts and then kind of figure out all your stuff. Hopefully it'll help you.
Yeah.
But it'll get you a good chunk of the way there. So you'll at least know where you need to start digging.
There you go. And straight from the horse's mouth right there.
Did you just call me a horse?
No, I didn't. Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But you know what I meant. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. Hey, please subscribe, or what are the other things?
Subscribe, tell your friends, go and subscribe on all of your family members' phones.
Like do like a rating thing. What, like put us?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, you can leave us a rating. If you if you've got feedback for us, send us an email.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you about what you'd like to hear more about, questions you've got. Not that we can get back to all of them.
Because I hardly ever check mine.
Yeah. Send an email to help@mygutsyhealth.com.
There you go.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Until next time. All right.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.